How much local food is on your plate?
Most Americans today eat food that traveled more than 1,200 miles to reach their plate.
That's Kathleen Logan Smith. She's the executive director of Foodworks, a local nonprofit aimed at facilitating a strong local food economy. And she appeared at a news conference on Wednesday, September the 2nd, to officially announce a new initiative aimed at raising awareness of local food. It's called Eat Local Challenge, and it runs from September the 5th through the 19th. And during that two-week period, the Carbondale Neighborhood Co-op Grocery, various farmers markets, and participating area restaurants will be featuring locally grown food on their menus, plus special events and tastings highlighting local food. One of the goals of this is to change food habits.
About 90% of our food dollars leave the region. Too many people have never even been to a farmer's market. And we want everyone to have access to local food wherever they shop.
Logan Smith pointed out the resources here in Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois is blessed with a long-term commitment to local growers and a dedicated base of loyal consumers. And we want to see that base grow.
Carbondale farmer Bruce Chrisman grows a variety of vegetables near beautiful Cedar Lake, and he attended the kickoff held at the Neighborhood Co-op Grocery in Carbondale, and he offered his insights.
You know, we became more urbanized, and we lost our ability to grow things. So it seems like it's affected our health. You know, so we have a major, health issues. You know, we're overweight and out of shape. And
for more information about the Eat Local Challenge, go to www.sigrown.com. For WSIU News, I'm Kevin Boucher.